It is 8:15 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's Above Average Radio right about now with Yannis Kenshikwan. This is where radio comes alive. Now, earlier on, we spoke to Dr. Mareka about just the general oral hygiene, am I? And today we're going to speak to a very special guest, and we had a debate off-air about how to pronounce his name.
Did you?
Yes, we did. And we're going to get to that right now. Now, what's happening is that there's a special day on the Worldwide Health Calendar, which is dedicated to thyroid patients and all those committed to the study and treatment of the thyroid diseases, okay? This day also aims to raise awareness for thyroid conditions and increases public knowledge on the signs and symptoms and the causes itself, right? That's the National Thyroid Awareness Month 2023, and it's time to check your neck, literally. And we've got a special guest in the studio, Doctor. Let me get this right.
You've
drum roll for me, please. Drum roll. All right, drum roll. Okay, we've got Doctor Apfelstadt,
right?
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, the beautiful Shaquan and NSK.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me, and let's go.
Thank you for being here. It's so early in the morning as well. Did he get the pronunciation right of your
name?
Yes,
he did.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Now, my good doctor, I mean, you need to walk us through what exactly is thyroid and what role does it play that's in the human body?
The thyroid gland is a gland in the neck. It's an endocrine gland. It is responsible for the body's metabolism.
Okay.
And you see that in patients who don't have a thyroid gland, are born without it, with a malfunction of the thyroid gland, or due to the fact that their mothers were inappropriately treated for thyroid hyperfunction during pregnancy, and they are being born without a really good thyroid function. They're mentally retarded, they have multiple organ defects, they're dwarfs. Yeah. So there's a big problem that shows you that thyroid gland is responsible for virtually every organ in the human body and for metabolism in general. That's how it can be summed up. If your thyroid doesn't function well, then you will suffer from shortness of breath, you are generally lethargic, your heartbeat is slow, your muscles waste, and you cannot get rid of water that you take in. So there are a multitude of problems. Conversely, if your thyroid works too much, we see an opposite. You get palpitation, that means an irregular heartbeat. You're getting fast out of breath too. There's muscle being wasted because too much is fired up in a hyperactive metabolism. You get mental problems, your anxiety attacks, you are just manic in appearance, and that also is not good.
No, absolutely not. So how would you say is how common is the thyroid disease, and who does it typically just affect?
Typically, it affects females, and men are much more stable in their thyroid function.
Yeah.
And this is... Okay. All right. Generally, due to the fact that the thyroid is so important, thyroid disease as such is not that very common. However, in females, we quite often get it, and roughly about 10% of pregnancies are complicated by what we call an autoimmune thyroiditis. Hashimoto's disease is where the body builds up antibodies against the thyroid gland. It lasts usually half a year, 6 months to a year, and goes to certain phases. That first, too much thyroid hormone is released. The patients become mildly hyperthyroid, that means they have too much thyroid hormone, and then after the disease burns itself out, they return in about half of the cases back to normal thyroid function or become permanently hypothyroid, meaning that the thyroid works too little. And then we add thyroid hormone, which is relatively cheap, relatively readily available, and that's then given lifelong. So it's not really a great problem, but one must diagnose it and
in order to treat it basically.
Yeah,
yeah. But how does one know, doctor? Like what are the symptoms that we need to look out for to that will indicate to you that something is not right here? You need to go see Dr. Afushad.
Okay. Now.
Okay. Now you're just showing off with how you pronounce it.
I mean, you know. Yeah.
But he's good at it, eh?
Yeah, I know. He is.
But you must also try, Shagwan.
No, I won't. I'm sorry.
Oh, your smile is enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So, for the hyperfunction, the thyroid functions too much, then the most common symptom is getting out of breath and having palpitations. That means this irregular heartbeat that's way too fast.
Mm.
And then you should be checked out. Thyroid function tests are readily available at most of the laboratories. It's a simple blood test.
Okay.
And then you know whether you're hypothyroid.
Mm.
Conversely, if you're hypothyroid, that means that you're becoming slow in every which way,
mentally slow,
physically slow. Mm. You're becoming
slow in the sense of just being fatigued all the time. Yeah.
And being slow in mentation. You can't think that fast anymore. You can't speak that fast. Your heart rate slows down. You generally slow down.
Mm.
And then once again, it's a simple blood test that tells you that. And then we can replace the thyroid hormone that's missing. And that's the end of it, hopefully.
Mm.
Now, These are very A-specific symptoms, and out of about, let's say, 10 patients that I see with these symptoms, purported symptoms, only one of them has real gut thyroid disease. Most of them have just other problems, like, for example, depression, like, for example, menopause in women is quite often a time when they arrive and say, listen, I'm slowing down, is my thyroid okay? And so... Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, it's NSK, it's women, eh?
And then when he's saying, oh, you know, I'm just slowing down, he's looking at me, I'm like, I'm still a bit far from that, but it wouldn't be hard to actually have it checked out. But also, should one actually have one's thyroid levels checked regularly, but also at what age should we even start checking it as women?
Mm. Now, also as men can also have these diseases.
I mean,
they are rarer, but they also do happen.
Yeah.
I think you should only be checked once you have problems. Mm. And it's a very easy test, and do it, because like I say, thyroid disease is not all that common.
Yeah.
I would guess only about 5 out of 100 women will have, and thyroid about 1 to 2 out of 100 men will have thyroid problems during their lifetime. So it's not really that common.
Yeah. Speaking about this test, are there any home tests available?
No.
Not available.
It's strictly a lab test.
Oh, okay.
It requires advanced testing, and that's being done.
Mm. All right.
Now, one should also mention that for women, obviously, because men don't get pregnant.
Exactly.
It's a routine test with every pregnancy.
Okay.
And here it's important because it is so central and the normal development of the baby.
Mm.
And also, by the way, infertility. Mm. You will find it difficult to get pregnant if you are either hyperthyroid, if the thyroid works too much or hypothyroid, if the thyroid works too little. So that is a part of the routine workup then. And also during pregnancy, thyroid hormone levels are drawn just to prevent underdevelopment of the fetus.
Okay.
That important.
My good doctor, if we look at medications, or maybe if you want to now change your lifestyle, listeners hearing this right now, they're thinking, oh my goodness, okay, what do I do? What do I do to avoid a thyroid situation? What is it, lifestyle factors that we need to change?
No. Most of the thyroid disease you can't do anything about.
Mm.
And it's not that common, so there's nothing that you can do actually to prevent that.
Okay.
And nothing really that you can do to treat it by so-called natural means. I mean, you must just have your thyroid function tested, and if you're hypothyroid, then treatment becomes more intensive, then we're looking for the cause of it. If the cause is one of the rare cases of so-called Graves disease, when the body forms antibodies now permanently that activate the thyroid gland and make it work hard, and then there will be specific treatments for that, but that's also not that common.
World Thyroid Day, actually, or and we're looking at the National Thyroid Awareness Month. Dr. Appelstadt will be all around this country creating awareness.
Yeah.
Him and his team. So it's very simple. It's time to check your neck, isn't it? Looking at the theme.
Yeah, that is the theme for this year.
Time to check your neck. I love it. Thank you so much for your time, Doctor. We appreciate you.
Yes.
And continue doing the good work.
Okay.
All right, cheers. Let's leave it at that. It's 8:25. When we get back, we check out your sports and so much more.
In the Battle of Frozen Chicken sequel, our local hero.